even though Lakech is not with him. So what? Panach Sofer Shtar Muktim, or Moichalik, in case he has a good deal. Somebody wants to buy the Shtar, he wants to have a Shtar already, so in case somebody's masking to buy it, right away he'll sell it. So if you're allowed to have the Shtar written up in case you want to use it. So that's the local case for Shtar Lamoicher, VFLP, Shein Lakech Imoi. Now the local is Kivan Shich Zigzeb Karka. As soon as the person goes down to make a kinyan in the karka, nikne shtar b'chol mokem shu. Since the shtar was already written up before, no matter where that shtar is, you're kinyan the shtar with the kinyan agav. Like agav, I give you the karka, you also get the shtar also. So here we see from over here that a shtar is also nikt is also b'chol mechosai. A shtar is b'chol mechosai. Yenikne min nechosim sheish tam achrei. The kesef shtar v'chazaka. So the kids say, you see such a case here, where I'm selling you my karka, and I had a shtar written up from before, I had a shtar someplace else, I had a shtar written up before. So when I give you over the karka, you're kind of the karka, and who I didn't, you're kind of the karka, and you get the shtar with the kinyan agav. So here we see a shtar is also with the kinyan agav. So therefore, a shtar is also included in the words, nechosai.
Yeah, so kitzah shtar is also included in the words nechosem. If somebody says I'm selling you nichsai, a shtar is also included. Now the Gemara asks the question: what's going to be behema? Are behemoths also included? Yes, behema ikri nechosai. If somebody says I'm selling you my nechosai, or else if a shchidmera gives to someone, I'm giving you a present, I'm giving you all my nechosai. So a behema, his animals are also included. What's the raya? It's now learned like this. Hamakdish nechosov. If somebody was makdish, is nechosov. He just said stam loshin of nechosov. So as the locher is, for oisa ben behemor, real agabi mizbech, let's say the person owned some behemis that were fit to be a korban. He owned some sheep, some kvosim. So locher is, sechorim oilis. If there was zachra, they're fit to be a korban oilah. On the kevois, yemachul asarche ziv cheshlamim. They should be sold for the purpose of a zivchei shlamim. And shall what have to be sold? Why can't it be done sold for shlamim? Mishpam says here. I'm not sure. Hakov is right. The oifois is about kol ponim. You see clearly here that the person was makdish is nechosov. The behemoths were also included. The behemoths are included in the sale, in the Hegdish. So see, even though you already said the word of Nechosav, you see, behemoth is also included in the word Nechosav. Oifois, what about birds? Also Ikri Nechosai. They also go into the word of Nechosai. It's now learned like this. Hamakdish Nechosav, someone who's makdish is property. For ho you behem devorim. Ho ruin legabi mizbeach, and he had things there that were fit to be for the mizbeach. So yenis, if he had wine, shimonim, he had oil, the office, or he had birds. All these things have it in Hegdish on them, and they're to be brought to the base of Migdish. So even though we only said a lashon of Nechosai, we see included in the words Nechosai is also office. Office are included in Nechosai. Tfilin, what about Tfilin? Also Ikri Nechosai. Tfilin is also included in the word Nechosai. The Tanan would learn like this. Hamakdish Nechosav, somebody was Makdish, all his properties, Nechosav. So it says, Mavan loy Tfilin. Like, the tefillin also has a din hegdish on it. And if you want to keep it for yourself, you have to, like, be poyder it. So the value, how much it's worth of the tefillin, you have to give over the hegdish, and you, like, poyder it. But the chur, you see clearly, it's chal hegdish on the tefillin. Because since he said, nechosai, tefillin is also included.
All right, turn over.
Nothing more says, yiboylihu, have a shallow like this. Sefer Torah, my, what's going to be the locha? If you say, Nichsai, look, yeah, I want to sell you my nechosim, and you own a Sefer Torah, is the Sefer Torah included? So Morris says, once, where is Kivan, the Lehm is Davin, since you're not allowed to sell it, do you also, Lezvuni, it's also to sell a Sefer Torah, Lav Nichsayu, it's not called part of your property. Property means things that you could sell. A Sefer Torah, it's also to sell, so maybe that's not included. Or Dilma, maybe, Kivan, the Mizdavin, little my Torah belief isha. But my say, if you need money to learn Torah, or you need money to marry your wife, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. See, if so nichsai, maybe it's still considered nichsai,
and therefore whenever Shchimera or Matono, if you say Nichsa, maybe you mean to include your Sefer Torah also. Smor says Teku. This tak is a Sufik, this is a Teku. Now the Simonimah here, Zutrime, the Yamrom, Betarte Yachvoso, Rav Tuvia, Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef. I think more so like this. The case was Ime de Rav Zutra, the mother of Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia. Kas vinu le nichso le Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. She wrote off like all the property that she owned to her son, to Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Why? What did she do this for? De boyili an suvile le Rav Zvid, because she wanted to get married to Rav Zvid. So the more before, like she was afraid, she didn't know if the shidduch would stay or not. So she didn't want to have the property with her. So she gave away her property to her son before she remarried. The case was in Seve, she remarried, for Girsha, and then she received the get. So Shaila is though, does she have a right to receive the present back she gave her son or not? Because Shotaina now, she only gave it, called the man she was married. Now that she's not married, she wants it back. So Mora says, after you lakaima there of baby Barabaya, they brought this case in front of a baby Barabaya. Omri said like this, Mishum Mintzuve, listen, she gave it away because she said she wants to get married. Voin Tziva, and the Maisa she did get married. So since she got married, therefore the Matona is a good Matona, and the son has the right to keep it. On this, Omale Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Rav Huna, the son of a brother of Yeshua, said back, Mishum the Osim Muloi, Amrisa Milim Miliaita, because you come from the place like you fed up, like, Muloi. You say things like this that don't make sense. In other words, you're not saying good things. Why? Because afilu l'man diyoma mavrachas koni, even if you want to send a case before when Anisha sells or gives away her property because she's afraid she's remarrying, but there she doesn't speak out anything. She want to say the matana is a good matana no matter what. I'll tell you, honey, merely when is that said, hechad de loigalia daita, if she didn't explain herself, she didn't say why she's selling or giving away a present right now. Avalochavit over here, Golli Daita, she said clearly that she's giving the present to her son, Demishum in Tuve, who? Because she wants to remarry. So you understand that she's just doing it in order that her new husband should not receive the property. And so, boy, in Sivavigarsha, over here, it's true she got married, but she received the get. So Avad, of course, she has the right to receive the property back. Nothing more says, Ime the Rami Bar Choma, the mother of Rami Bar Choma. The Urta by night time, Kasevinu L'nichsel Rami Bar Choma. She wrote up a shtar that she wants to give a nechosim to her son, Rami Bar Choma. The tzar for the next morning though, Kasevinu L'Rav Ukfor Bar Choma. She said to give all her property to a different son, to Rav Ukfor Bar Choma. So the shaila is, which one of the two sons really receive it? So Osi Romi Bar Choma, the first son came, Lekaima the Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah, and Ukme Benichsei. Rosh Hashanah said, listen, you received it first, you keep it. So what happened was, Ozo Rav Ukfa, the other son went, Ozo Rav Ukfa Bar Choma, Kaima the Rav Nachman, he went in front of Rav Nachman and told him over the case, and Ukme Benichsei. And Rav Nachman said, no, you deserve it, you're the second one, your mother changed her mind in the morning, she has a right to change her mind, and you have a right to keep it. So also Rav Sheshes the Kaimeter of Nachman. So Rav Sheshes now that Paskin, the first one, keeps it, came in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei, my time look my mar, the Rav Ukfa Bar Choma. How come you put the second son in it? Rav Sheshes asked Rav Nachman, how come you Paskin that way, the opposite of what I Paskin? Imishrum the Hod Rebbe, if you want to say, because she retracted, like true, at night time she gave it to the first son, but then the next morning the mother retracted. So, but more though, but she died. In other words, and he held that since she died, so her matana was a good matana. So the first one she said to, he's supposed to receive it, not the second one. That's the way he held. Omlei said back to him, no. This is what Shmuel said. Kol shilu omat chayzer anytime by matna shchiv mira, where he's giving away all his property. That the locher is if he gets well. He has the right to retract. If so, he should know even before he died, if he retracts and gives it to somebody else, he has the right to retract. In other words, like Daitiki, Mavatela Daitiki, you have a right to retract. So here, since you retracted, the second son is supposed to receive it. So what says Daitiki said back to him, no. When did Shmuel say this? only for he himself. He can take it back for himself. But liyacha miyomi, here the mother wants to retract and give it to a different son. Could she do that? Only he said back, yes. Yishno beferish oma shmuel, that bein liyatma bein liyacha. And in both ways, she has the right to retract. Yishchiv mera has the right to retract. Nothing more says, ime the Rav Amram chasido hevele miluga dishtora. Here again, Nali Mor says, he made the Rav Amram, the mother of Amram, Chassida the Chofid, heavily meluga the shtaroi. She had a bag full of shtaros that people owed her money. Ki koshochfa, when she was about to die, Amram, she said, heavily Amram bri, I want these shtaros to be given over to my son Amram. He should own them, he should have the right to collect the money. Osa achfa, so his brother came, lekaimed Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman omalei, vohole moshach. Like, why should my brother Amram receive it? He did not make a kinyan, he didn't make a mashicha. Oh, Malahus, he said back, no, it doesn't make a difference. Divrei shriv mira, the words of a shriv mira, is kichsuv mekusum domi, it's like written down and given over already. So if even without a kinyan, he was kinda, Rav Amram Chassidu was kinda. Something more says, achteit Rav Tuvio bar Rav Masno, the sister of Rav Tuvio bar Rav Masno, kasvin lo nichsol Rav Tuvio bar Rav Masno. She wrote that a prophet should go to a brother. The tzafra in the morning, lapanya by evening, also Rav Achtavo bar Rav Masno, the other brother came, boch and started to cry lo. Omelo hashtami, people say, ma tzum rabbonin, o ma la tzum rabbonin. Like people say, the reason why I gave him his present is because he was the big tamachochim, and I'm not. So he started to cry. His kasvinu nalei, so she wrote it over to him. Osla came with Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman to know which one receives it. Oh, Malay, Hochi Yom HaShmuel. This is what Shmuel said like we had before. Kol Shilu Om. In any case, she would have gotten up. Choyzer, she has a right to retract. So Choyzer B'mat Nosai, she has a right to retract here also. Since she now decided to give it to the second one keeps it. Achtei Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, the sister of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Hevelei Pistiv To De Pradisa. She had a piece of an orchard. Shera an orchard. Rashbam says, Piska chatichas kaka. Ye kolaimas de have a cholsha, whenever she got weak, have a maknan lein halei. Yeah, she would be kind of acquire some of this. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape.
Yeah, we're holding by the Gemara and of Kuf Nun Aleph, and an Aleph all the way in the bottom, the last, next to last line. Gemara says, Achte de Rav Dini by Yosef. The sister of Rav Dimi bar Yosef, Hevelei Piskato de Pradisa. She had like a piece of land, a portion of a paradise, of an orchard. Now, Kolemus, the Ever Chosh, whenever she used to get sick, Hevi Makna Lein Halei, like she wanted to give it away to her brother. And it was a Matna Shchiv Mira. So when she got sick, she thought she was going to die, she gave it to her brother.